Look, there are some stories you'd prefer not to do, and this is one of them. I have spoken many, many times about the senseless murder of a wonderful New South Wales police officer, Inspector Bryson Anderson, killed by Mitchell Barbieri, a 21-year-old. The Court of Appeal in New South Wales gave him 11 years of his non-parole period in December of last year, when he was given a maximum of 21 and a minimum of 15 years in jail. He should be rotting in jail for the rest of his life. He was originally sentenced to a maximum of 35 years behind bars with a non-parole period of 26 for murdering the decorated police officer in Sydney's northwest at Oakville. The Court of Criminal Appeals decision was described by Inspector Anderson's family as beyond belief and outraged then-Commissioner Andrew Scipione. Mr. Scipione wrote personally to the Director of Public Prosecutions, Lloyd Babb, to pursue an appeal to the High Court. The DPP filed with the High Court of Australia to appeal the reduced sentence. I can just tell you now that, unfortunately, the High Court of Australia has dismissed the appeal by the DPP. The appeal has been dismissed. This 21-year-old piece of scum is in jail for only 15 years for the brutal and callous murder of a decorated police officer in Inspector Bryson Anderson. I know his mother, I know his father, I know his brothers, I know his family. They'll be absolutely gutted by this decision. Absolutely and utterly gutted. So, a maximum term of 21 years, a minimum of 15. It was appealed by the DPP, and the High Court of Australia has dismissed that appeal. They have sustained the Court of Appeal decision, maximum 21, minimum 15. As I said, there are some days I don't wish to report stories. This is one story I don't want to report, but that's what's happened.